Across the country from the path of Hurricane Dennis, the threat of wildfires has logging crews working in the mountains east of San Diego for the first time in a century. Hundreds of thousands of dead trees are being cut down. As Eric Anderson of member station KPBS reports, local officials hope that removing the dead wood will take fuel away from future fires.
Jess McCosham's chainsaw is nearly as long as he is tall. He swings the blade into the back of his pickup truck. McCosham wipes the grime from his brow and goes about sharpening the chainsaw's teeth. The Northern California lumberjack has spent 30 years cutting down trees, but this is the first time he's worked so far south.
This is a highly skilled, it may not look like, but it's a highly skilled occupation, falling timber.
McCosham is working in the rugged countryside east of San Diego. California's largest wildfire moved through this area 2 years ago, charring hundreds of thousands of acres. The lumberjack scrambles up the side of a hill to a small stand of branchless oaks. In minutes, McCosham is cut deep into the trunk of an 80-foot-tall tree. He stands beside the blackened trunk and nudges it gently toward the road. Hand crews will finish the job. They'll pull the trunk down onto the road and load it onto a truck. This team is one of several contractors hired by San Diego County to remove dead wood near homes and roads. County spokesman Bill Pollack says it's part of the county's Fire Safety and Fuels Reduction Project, a $45 million plan paid for by federal and county grants. Pollack says 100,000 trees, from saplings to full-size pines and oaks, have already been cut down, and nearly 200,000 more will follow.
We're only going after dead, dying, and diseased trees. We're not taking out living trees. We want to keep this environment as pristine as we possibly can.
Biologist Richard Halsey wants a pristine environment as well. While most experts see value in thinning the forest of dead and dying trees, Halsey believes the dead trees are simply a sign that the climate is changing and that there isn't enough water to support all the trees. Halsey wonders whether spending $45 million to cut down the dead trees might be better spent addressing a more immediate fire danger.
In this area right here, you've got a tremendous amount of non-native grasses. That's a greater fire hazard than the dead trees because they're the things that are going to ignite.
Halsey concedes, however, that removing all the non-native grasses is nearly an impossible job. Meanwhile, the tree thinning goes on. A few miles away, a blue semi-truck pulls into a meadow just off a winding road. Small trees and branches are packed into the open-air trailer. A worker pops onto the back of the truck and deploys a special crane. The crane looks very much like one of those games you would see in a bowling alley where you try to pick up the stuffed animal with a claw. Only here, it's picking up logs. San Diego County Fire Marshal Ralph Steinhoff says this part of San Diego used to be the home of the region's logging industry. He says it's an amazing sight to see logging here again.
To our knowledge, it hasn't been available for, at least in the area, for over 100 years, since they last had sawmills up here in Julian.
Steinhoff says all of the wood being cut down is being used for something productive. The trees get turned into fence posts, pallets, power plant fuel, or wood chips. He believes this tree trimming project will reduce the threat of a catastrophic wildfire, but the dead tree problem is far from solved. There are still about 62,000 acres of dead forest spread throughout these mountains. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.